The woman who convinced an accused gunman to stop a killing spree in the Atlanta area has spoken publicly about her ordeal. He'd taken Ashley Smith as a hostage.
I just felt that one or two things were going to happen. Either I was going to walk out of there alive or I was going to be dead. And I just really said, okay, I'm going to show him who I am.
Brian Nichols eventually let Ashley Smith go to see her daughter. She called 911 and he surrendered. Witnesses say Nichols' spree began when he killed a judge inside the courthouse where he was on trial. That has led to serious questions about courthouse security, and a misdirected search has led to more questions, as Joshua Leves reports.
As soon as details of the courthouse killings broke, people started asking, how could this happen? How does a criminal suspect allegedly overpower a sheriff's deputy, pull her gun out of her holster, kill people inside a courtroom, run out of the building, kill a deputy, and escape, when there are numerous officers stationed throughout the area? The questions increased after prosecutors said the judge who was killed had asked for additional deputies in his courtroom during Brian Nichols' trial, and that the request was granted. The agencies involved promised answers will come. Fulton County Sheriff Myron Freeman.
We're going to review all the procedures in the office. Please, let's not jump to conclusions, but let's be patient and conduct a complete investigation. And once the complete investigation is done, then we'll go from there.
The questions about what may have gone wrong extend beyond the courthouse. Throughout Friday, authorities had people all over the southeast on the lookout for a green Honda. They said Nichols carjacked the vehicle, and they believed he used it to escape. There were electronic signs on highways and announcements on the radio and TV, but it turned out that car never left the parking garage where it was stolen. Someone spotted it late at night Friday and alerted authorities. At a news conference Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Richard Pennington was asked why authorities did not search all the floors of the garage.
Initially, the information we received about the vehicle was that the vehicle had exited the garage. So at that point, the officers canvassed the level where the carjacking took place. And all the information that they received from witnesses and sources indicated that the vehicle had left the scene. And so we did not search the entire parking garage.
Pennington said authorities did not find the car that Nichols allegedly was driving when he got out and stole the green Honda. They also did not close down access to MARTA, the public transportation system, which authorities say Nichols used to flee.
We had no reason to close down MARTA because we thought he was still in the Honda.
At the news conference giving details of Nichols' capture, authorities said they still had not determined where he was for about 10 hours after the courthouse shootings. Still, Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said they did not miss an opportunity to capture him. Hundreds of local, state, and federal officials worked through the night, and Gwinnett County Police Chief Charles Walters said the peaceful surrender was exemplary.
Policemen take it personal when a police officer is killed. This is just a tremendous example of professionalism that our folks and our SWAT team exhibited, and I can't be prouder of them. And it's really a tremendous effort on their part to act like they did.
Governor Sonny Perdue issued a statement praising all the agencies involved. Still, authorities say in the coming weeks they will look back at how Brian Nichols escaped and how the investigation was conducted, and they'll see what lessons may need to be learned. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.